Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city, and you know Mac Wiles, we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
Only you to enjoy. It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
Only you to enjoy.
Welcome back. Happy Monday.
Oh, y'all hear it.
Finally.
We all back in the house, y'all. We are all in the house.
We paid the rent.
It was praise paid. God. I'm not saying we paid it, but it was paid.
But it was paid.
To be honest, y'all paid the rent, and we appreciate y'all. If you are hearing our voices, then that means you just made the best decision you could ever make on a Monday.
That's a fact.
You are kicking your week off with the guys next door. I'm not.
Wow.
I'm not Mac Wilds.
He's trying to be.
Why did I say that?
So that's how you be getting in the clubs, huh? Wow. Wow.
Yes, that is how I get. That is how I get into the clubs I don't want to go to. Yeah.
He's still there.
When I'm about to do something, I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm Mac Wilds."
It depends on. I feel like it all depends on what city you're in. Because if you're in New York, you'll be like, "No, I'm Mac Wilds." If you're in Philly, you'll be like, "No, I'm Bino French."
Mm-hmm. If I'm in LA, I just say I'm Ryan.
Don't say me.
I just be like, I'm Ryan.
They're not gonna let you
I'm
in.
I'm Ryan.
They're gonna be like, unfortunately,
I put a pillow in my upper back, and I just say I'm Ryan.
You gotta put it in your chest. He got a big chest. He got a big chest.
Big old.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
Wow. I feel attacked. But it's all good. I'm not even mad at y'all. You know, sometimes, yeah, you got to be the butt of the joke sometimes.
You know, listen. We love what we see, bro. But go ahead, Mouse. Start it up.
I am Mouse Jones. That's who I am. And he's Mac Wilds.
I am.
That's who
I
he
am.
Is. And I'm 1,000% sure that is Fly Rod.
In true fashion. Indeed.
How are you?
Indeed.
Because all three of these faces we have not seen together in a while. So that's mm-hmm. why. It was, you know, schedules have been scheduling. But yes, if you're listening to us, we appreciate you. If you're listening to us on Apple, make sure you head over, follow and subscribe to the God Next Door show. Leave us a comment and a 5-star rating.
Please.
Why? Because we are children and we need validation. Okay. Make sure you head over there to follow us on YouTube, God Next Door podcast. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, God Next Door show. And make sure you hit the Patreon. Shout out to the new Patreon members coming in. We see y'all. You head over to the Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Or is it Guys Next Door? No.
It's Guys Next Door for Patreon?
Yeah.
Guys Next Door Pod.
There you go.
I'm actually on it right now. We just dropped a new episode, actually, by the way. In case you guys are wondering. There are now.
I'm just to read one of the comments real fast. Somebody left a comment on Apple with 5 stars and said, "Who knew Fly Rye was funny? Keep the banter, everybody. Keep the banter coming. And Mac, we miss your air horns. Great job, guys.
Wow.
Golly, they said they miss your air horns.
I was weak. They told me I was weak.
Yo, they said, man, they said, who knew Ryan was funny? That's crazy. And make sure, and while you're at it, head over. If you guys want to send us a letter, we're doing a special CYO, curse you out. Yep. If you want to curse us out for any reason at all, you make sure you put CYO in the emails, in the subject line, and you email guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. If it's too harsh, we might read it. If it's not harsh enough, we might not read it. But either way, you send it. Just make sure you send it with love. guysnextdoor123@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Wiles.
Talk to me.
What the hell you been up to, brother?
Man, it's been a lot. I'm not going to hold you.
Yep. Sounds gay. Ryan, what have you been up to?
Wow. Terrible. The worst.
Now, Mac, what you been up to?
It's really been a lot of the same, right? Like, it's been, the strike is still going. You know, niggas is not trying to give fair deals. So we are still on the front line fighting for what our rights are, what we should be fighting for. I believe this last thing that the AMPTP sent, that they said was their last, best, and final offer, still tried to fuck niggas on the AI side of things. So what they're trying to do, or what they explained online, is basically that, you know, all of these legacy actors, these amazing, fantastic actors who have worked their entire lives to build their names, to build their careers, that they can reach out to these guys, probably pay them one nominal fee, and then be able to use them in perpetuity for as long as they want to for whatever movies or anything that they come out. And in my head, what that means is that they'll start trading these guys off like trading cards in between companies, like Warner Brothers will have the rights to Morgan Freeman's likeness, and then they'll be like, yo, if you want, you know, if this movie over here for Netflix wants to use Morgan Freeman through AI, they gotta pay us, blah 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 blah.
It's an episode of Black Mirror.
Exactly, that's exactly what it is. It's trash. So SAG-AFTRA still held out. They were like, nah, fix that. Niggas deserve to get. If you want to use them through AI, that's people's prerogative. They can say yes, they can say no, but you have to pay them every time you use them. Simple as that. That's what they're fighting for right now.
I don't like it one bit. I'll tell you that right now. I don't like it one bit.
Depends on how much you're paying me. if you're paying me a good amount and I know what it's about.
That's the thing. They're talking about paying you one, like paying you an easy amount of money.
Nah.
But they could use your movie.
Whatever. Nah. We just gotta talk about it. Every joint you wanna use me in, holler at me. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It's not for me. That's for me. I might not have time. I might be acting over in Paris and y'all trying to film a movie in Africa. And another one in Australia. I can't be at all places, but I need all that chicken. So what's the movie about over there? Oh, it's cool. I'm a little villain. Dope. It's fine. What did I do? Okay, that's cool. What, I'm superhero? All right, that's fine. Let's run it. But there's certain things I won't be, so.
I just hope all the actors don't agree to this. This just sounds really weird. And I just hope
it's going to happen, though. It's going to happen whether it's now or whether it's down the line.
How much does somebody have to give you to use your likeness in all perpetuity?
Here goes the thing. I don't know what perpetuity means. I definitely don't know what in all perpetuity means. Yeah, so
it means that forever. Means forever.
Like,
they can use your likeness as long as time exists.
What's the ticket?
Give me 10 mil. Give me like 10 mil.
See what I'm talking about? And he talking about he don't like this. And he only asked for $10 million. He sounds crazy.
I'm going to tell you why I said
please,
I don't like
please
it.
Please explain it.
Could I... I'm not a successful actor. This is none of my business. It, like, it, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I do not give a fuck at all. I don't. I really don't.
Want me to, give you, only want me to give you a scenario that you'll care?
Because no, I can. Because
I have one. No, because I have
one. Care, oh, I'll care in 2 years. I'll care in 2 years when I'm a successful
there
actor.
There we go. There we
right
go.
Right now,
you'll take 10
I don't
mil?
Give a fuck.
Okay. Like, listen, so, after his first recurring role.
No, 10
role,
mil.
Like
yeah,
his 10 first
mil was just
role,
a number.
Yeah, yeah, right. I was saying after
10 mil was just
an
arbitrary number.
I mean, yes, yes. I was saying you got to give me. Nah, I don't know. I can't put a number on it because you mess around. I say, yo, give me 500 mil, and then the movie does $1 billion.
You can't worry about that. Yeah. Yeah. But this is what you can't worry about. You can't worry about that other shit, and that's what Negroes get caught up in. Don't get caught up in how much they selling it for. What do you want? And
you know what I want? A piece of the pie.
You want a piece of the pie? So okay, and I get
piece
it.
Of the pie.
And Mal said he don't care. So he said 10 million for his likeness. That's dope. But once they put your man on a little porno with the little schman, and he got the little schmeek running all around.
They're gonna do Lord of the Rings Part 3 and have Mouse Jones as Schmeagol talk about
bucket.
Did my ten mil clear?
Yes, it did. Yes, it
one,
did. It
one time. One time.
I don't give a. Let me tell you.
It cleared once. It cleared one time, Mouse. That's it.
Let me tell you.
They gonna call you Mouse with the little Schmeet. You don't want to be called Mouse with the little Schmeet.
Listen,
I don't want that for you. Mouse.
Niggas a bit. Yo. There's
Mouse
niggas. There's look. You could call me that, and it's not true, and I still got 10 mil. When I know there's niggas out there.
They got the movie of you with the little Schmeet. You can't tell certain niggas, especially the ones in the hood. If they see it on TV, it's valid. I don't care what you tell me. That was AR. You know how AR give it up, bro. That's you, Mouse with the little Schmeet.
And that's how. And this is how I get those niggas. I be like, hey, yo, you was looking that nigga's dick out?
That's how you got to get him. You got to get him.
It's over. I'm be like,
they're going to hit you with the, well, it would be. They're going to be like, it would be pause, but you ain't had no meat.
I'm like, you was looking for it, though. That's pause, bro.
Nah,
you was looking for a mouse.
They're going to be like, nah, son. Boy, you was naked, but
nah,
there was
meat. Listen.
At the end of the day, for 10 mil, I'll deal with that because there's niggas. There's niggas out there with third legs and broke. I don't care.
There's niggas
and
out
this
there
is
that's broke
fate.
With this little Schmeet. At least you had the 10 M's.
And that's not my meat. That's not mine.
Because you know. It don't matter
it's
what they know.
It's computerized meat.
So it's not mine. That's beyond
meat. Beyond meat is crazy.
Yep. There we go.
I respect it. But if you was to ask me the question... Right now, how much for a lifetime? I need at least 100.
I feel you. Okay, 100. 100.
Yo, y'all got it.
But 100, but my only thing I want to know is, I just want 100, but I just get the yay or the nay of
what movie?
Of what movie it is.
Okay.
Then I could still make money off. They make it, because I also think about it. Yeah, they put me in all these movies. Unless they put in my contract, I can still merch myself. I can still do appearances. I can still look. I'm lit.
Low key. Yeah, that's a way.
Like Mal said, he took the 10 million. But in a way, any money to take is smart because you can still use that as leverage to do anything else you want. And it's
to
just a free 10 mil.
I'm about to say to a certain extent, it depends on the stipulations. That's the thing.
Yeah, it depends on your contract. My contract gonna be a little different. I can't really. Yeah, yeah. You know how when your boys, when you get the contract, they're like, yo, what you got? Yeah, chill, boy. Chill.
We got different lawyers, boy.
Different lawyers. I told you get right before you get left.
Nah, man. So besides the strike and everything, we just moved into a new crib, so that's been a lot. Tristan loves it, which is great. Naima is walking, which is great. Christina is happy today, which is great.
Day by day, brother.
Take it day by day. I think the biggest thing for me is, and if anybody knows this, Mouse, is you. Nah, Ryan, you know this too. I think there's a feeling, I feel, I don't want to say stir crazy, Cause it's not a money thing right now, right? It's not like I need money, but like I want
to
get out.
Boy, this nigga find a way to call us broke. Hey,
no, God, not at all. Bro. I'm just saying.
The longer I hear him talking about it, he said, "Yo, Mouse, you know," he said, "All right."
I thought it was about kids at first, Mouse.
I'm like, yeah, don't.
I'm Ryan, talking about I heard working. It and I said,
I'm
Ryan,
talking
I
about
heard
working.
It.
Y'all.
I know. Said, that's why you. You know, I ain't got no job.
I heard it, and I said, that's not my spot. That's not my place to let Ryan know what he.
Yo, Mouse.
No, listen. I'm saying.
He said, and then he said he doubled down. He said, I'm talking about working. So that's why he said, maybe Rod.
Yeah, no. If anything, low key, I commiserate more with you, Rod, than Mouse.
Ooh, what
I
you said?
Unemployed.
What you just said?
Who's, there you go. He keeps just who throw, is he that? Keep trying to throw words. Or, he keeps trying to throw Ryan Leslie words out today. Just trying to flex.
You're throwing a lot of big words at me. I'm gonna take him as disrespect.
Who is
help me with this?
Who is commiserating? Where did they come from?
Who is in misery?
Who is this person? I didn't know this person.
I'm just saying, nigga, I'm an unemployed actor. Nigga, I'm tired of saying that.
I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga said, yo, Rob, actually,
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm more in common with you. Lie. I'm unemployed.
I'm an unemployed actor, nigga.
I'm how the tables have turned.
My.
I once was where Mac Wilds is, and he was where I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, stable.
Look at you, bitch ass nigga.
Now, wow. Stable.
Yeah,
stability.
Yeah, look at you. Wow. Yeah, look at you, bitch. Yeah, look at you, bitch ass nigga. Yeah.
Wow.
You need a little something? You need something?
Actually, I don't. I can still help you with something, sir.
Mm. Damn.
Watch him. Watch
combo it. Is over my pay watch grade.
Watch
it. So
watch your mouth before I ask for it. Watch your mouth before I ask for it. I'm like, yeah, you can, huh? Yeah, man, all right. Do it, bitch ass nigga. Do it.
Oh, God, shit.
That's crazy.
Ryan, what the fuck you been up to, man?
Nothing.
according to Mac Wilds, nothing.
I've been not doing a damn thing. I've been trying to get my life in order. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
it's just, you know,
you and
nah,
all of us.
It's, I feel like in every workforce right now, like every job situation, it's a little tricky for everybody, even if you have a job.
Facts.
So,
facts.
I'm just grateful. Getting back to everything. hitting people I normally don't hit up, reaching out to people that always said hit me up, like just doing the small stuff that can help me in a big way. And staying motivated, still working on my little companies and stuff, not little but companies on the side, and building our platform and seeing where it goes. You know what I'm saying? Nothing too crazy. I don't have a world tour like you right now. But you know, it's once again.
I don't have any. I don't understand why I keep. All right, whatever, man.
What you been up to, Mouse?
Money.
What you been up to, Mouse? How's Afro Tech? How was the only the week Negroes created to turn up?
Get money. That's what Mouse been doing. So,
black people can't have nothing. niggas find a way to have fun. Niggas is like, oh, look at these geeks having fun. Like, what's wrong?
Nah,
with y'all?
You know what's crazy? Somebody sent me an article. About it, like, like it's just a extended homecoming.
Yo,
it's just homecoming for LLC Twitter. Like,
nah, it's just adult LLC homecoming. Twitter. It's adult homecoming. Like, I got a big job now.
Nah, let me say this.
It look fire.
This is my second year there. Last year when I was there for a few days, so I did get to see. Like, I went to the conferences. People, there's conferences, there's panels, people was getting, I know mad people that got jobs from ever. I know people who just went down there and were like, yo, I'm going to get a job, and they got jobs at Afrotech.
Damn, I should have went to Afrotech.
I'm pretty.
Facts. I ain't get the invite.
Using words like commiserate, you definitely would have got a job. Like this, I didn't see the panels this year. I was on the road, but I think. Yeah, people is weird, bro. Like, niggas see people enjoying themselves and is like, what the fuck, bro? Because if it was just straight panels and all that shit, people would have had something else
True.
To say about it.
No, there's going to be something to say in general. I'm going to say something because I wasn't there. So maybe it's just a little bit of me wanting to be there. And actually, yeah, that's probably what it is.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, Mouse Jones.
Because I'm jealous. Like being
I'm a little
I like,
jealous.
I like being around our people. You know what I'm saying? And
so we'll do a live show. So we're gonna do a live show. We're gonna do a live show there next week.
Speaking of which, next week we still need to talk about this live show, ladies and gentlemen. We need to talk about this live show.
Oof, coming sooner than soon. Bush in your mouth. I didn't have nothing around with soon.
It's fine.
So right. Somebody had my bag. But yeah, that's what we've been doing. I mean, Afrotech, shout out to Afrotech, shout out to Charles, shout out to Morgan, shout out to the Blavity team, Josh, Simone, anybody name I'm forgetting, Lauren, Rose.
My son Yannick was doing Tiara, his thing.
Yannick, shout out Yannick.
Yep.
Shout out DJ MP3. I know I'm forgetting somebody, but shout out to K Camp, shout out to
my son Jay Murphy was doing his thing.
Saweetie, Jay Murph. The J Murph Mouse Jones show was back in full effect.
Bing, 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 bing.
I know, like I said, I know I'm forgetting some names, but you know, we'll do better next year. Trap Karaoke, we've been on the road, you know what I mean? Tearing that up.
You've been tearing up these comedy clubs too.
Facts.
I have. God has been good. Shout out to the Cleveland Improv. Shout out to Just Niche. She had me open up last week on her Thursday show at the Cleveland Improv. And then shout out to, man, huge fucking shout out to my boy Akash Singh, who's been having me open up for him. I just opened up for him in Atlanta that same weekend. Shout out to Courtney B, who had me as a feature at the Punchline in Detroit at her sold out show. And shout out to Clint Coley. I'll be opening up for Clint Coley. Well, when this come out, I just opened up for Clint Coley. In Boston at his my Edible Wore Off tour, or my Edible Just Kicked In tour. So,
and they picked you. Why did they pick you?
As the sober mind. That's why they picked him.
You before they take the edible.
Exactly.
That's just a stand up name. Oh. I don't think
Mouse is right before the edible kicks in.
Right before that, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
You're the guy that get the edible from. Understand. I don't take
them. Hey man, I don't ask why people decide to give me opportunity. I just take the opportunity, man.
Nigga said, you know what? I'm going to be there. You know what? I'm going to just be there.
Listen, one of my earliest comedy shows, shout out to Reggie. Reggie was booked to do a show, like a weed show. And he was like, Mouse, you want to do some time? I'm like, sure. I'm thinking it's just in a weed shop. I don't know why I thought that.
Everybody was high.
Everybody's high.
Smoking.
So I'm like, oh, these jokes where you have to think, they're not going to work.
Yep.
Throw these out.
How'd that go?
I killed that shit.
Okay, yeah, all right. See, that's boom, all.
Boom, boom,
that's all I
wanted. I killed that
boom,
shit.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to make it my purpose to have a comedy show in the next year that you are going to either want to host or have your own headline, whatever it is you want to do, but we will put something together out here, and I want to do it.
I love that.
Let's do it.
I love that.
Yeah, when I get out there, when I come out there to LA, I'm gonna hit a bunch of mics.
I'm having an event on the 30th. If you would like to join,
I was coming to that, but we just announced Columbus
On the 30th.
Got you.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday. November 30th.
Going up.
Columbus, Ohio.
I ain't mad at that. Ohio. Got some gems in Ohio. Huh?
Facts.
I ain't mad at that.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Huh?
They don't.
Okay.
They don't, man. All
right. Check your Instagram.
They're not from Cleveland. They are from the surrounding areas. Huh? They're at Cleveland. Oh, you said Ohio. You didn't say Cleveland. I take it back.
I got
you said Ohio.
They there too.
Hey, listen. I was on tour. I was in tour
talent.
Cleveland. I'm just gonna say.
Hey.
I'm married.
Although you may be out of earshot for her now.
I'm just saying.
We'll go out.
I am married.
No, don't.
That's all I'm saying.
I hate you, married niggas.
Everybody understands what
niggas,
I say.
Yeah,
I am married.
Just tell me. Tell me now.
Talent.
She's not gonna understand. Just I'm like. I told him.
I told y'all niggas.
Talent.
All right.
Talented.
Y'all ready to talk this week?
Talented.
Let's talk.
I want to ask my brothers, and I want my brothers to ask me. I want us to ask ourselves.
Okay.
when was the last time we felt challenged, and how did we show up?
Felt challenged? Mm-hmm. By anything?
By anything. Word. However you took it, pause. However you took it.
Jesus Christ, yeah, man. Why are you so horny?
We be like right there at like the brink of a, like a super mature conversation and be like, hey
Jesus.
Pause, relax. But yes, however, have you interpreted the way I said it, right? It could be challenged in a way of like authority or like as a man, or it could be challenged in a way of I wanted to be better. Mm-hmm. However you the first perception you got from that question, I would like for you to answer.
Ooh.
The last time it could be you,
The last time.
I mean, I feel like every day, I don't want to give this type of answer, but I'll start by saying this: every day for me recently has been a challenge. figuring out what I want to do next, who I want to work with, who I should reach out to, who's gonna hit me back. Like I've been in challenging. It's just a challenging mindset of not. Of the unknown, not knowing what's next. Is this a good thing that I'm going through? Is it a bad thing that I'm going through? Is it going to be positive at the end of the road? Try not to be negative, all this type of stuff. So every day for a little bit has been challenging, which not necessarily, I don't want everybody to think it's a bad thing. Sometimes, well, most of the time being challenged is a good thing because it makes you go to that next level. But for me, I've had more challenging days as of recent than in the past. So I can't really put a button on one thing, honestly. But for me, life today. To answer your question,
have you shown up to the challenges?
I've done things in a way. Writing things down has helped me a lot with challenging situations because I don't forget what I need to do. Or whenever I do something, I write it down. So I make a note of it so I don't go. So at the end of the day, like, depression doesn't win. And it's like, yeah, you did this, you did this, facts. You did that, you did that, you did that. You could have done other things, but you've done all this. Don't think you didn't do anything today. Like, you really showed up for yourself. You went and worked out. You went and applied yourself to this. You went and helped somebody. You called somebody. You helped this person. Like, you did something. So that helps me get through those type of problems and fighting with myself in my head.
Mouse, give me a second to think about it. So I'm gonna defer to you right now. I gotta think.
Last time I was challenged, I think stand up. I think stand up has been a welcome challenge, but like, let me say it like this. It's one of the Matt Wiles quotes. I'm pretty sure you have a quote for like the enemy of joy is comparison or something like that.
Oh yeah.
So sure. Like I'm constantly challenged with that because it's like, yo, I've been blessed that everything I thought I could do, anything I put my hand to, I actually tweeted the other day. I said, I will be great at everything I put my hand to. I'll keep my hand to myself. So.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everything I've put my hand to, I've been talented at. We all know talent doesn't always equate to success, or you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm I think I'm pretty good at this thing. And I have to catch myself constantly to not get caught up in what I don't have from it yet. Whether it's notoriety, success. It's like, boy, you only been doing this since July, bro. Like, fuck, like, sit your ass down, bro. Like, you the little nigga right now. Do the work. Yeah. And that's a constant challenge going from a situation where
you were the big dog. Yeah.
I'm the big dog. And now it's like, and there's a reverence, right? There was a reverence with it. And now it's like, I'm the nigga having the reverence for these niggas. And, you know.
You got to eat a lot of humble pie. You got to, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So much, bro. Like, it's like, yo, I went from one craft and industry where old niggas be hating and people be having inflated egos to just another one.
Yeah.
It's the same thing over here. But I challenge, the challenge is to not allow me to get caught up in that the way I did in the prior industry, not to be the comic with a chip on the shoulder. And I just want to go out there and be smart. I just want to go out in front of the audience and be smart. And I want to just be able to create a fan base, a loyal fan base based off of what I give them, not based off of what I react to.
That's humbling.
Where I felt, yeah.
I know, gotta
and
be humbling.
I felt like with, yeah, in this, because with hosting and, you know, media work and all of this, I think equally as much as it was my talent and what I'm able to do, it was equally what I brought with me was, you know, what is Mouse going to say today?
Mm-hmm.
Who's he going to go at today? Who's pissed him off? What is he going to? And it's like, I don't want to do that in comedy. I just want to be a smart, I want to go in, make these people laugh, make these people think, go to the cellar, have my apple pie and tea, and go the fuck home. Prep the tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I look around and I'm constantly surrounded by upcoming legends. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's another challenge. It's right, like, hey, I want that. No. Nigga, you gotta work for that.
You gotta work for that.
These niggas is sick. Like, and that's the thing, right? Like, being the same age as these guys or in the same age bracket, you see this and you're like, oh, look at that. But nah, bro. You didn't work for it. You worked at something else. And that other thing, you get that. You get to tour.
You get everything.
You get to tour. You get to do all this cool shit. And while these niggas was trying to figure out how they gonna get to that, so now that you putting this over here, Ain't no pouting. Ain't no, I wish that was
you. Nah, you gotta suck
nah.
it up.
Nah, you gotta be the same supporting nigga you've always been. When people win, you support them.
I think mine, damn, that was real. You know, I think mine is kind of, it's like an amalgamation or a mix of both of y'all's. Like, I think I'm in a place where, and I was just dealing with this earlier, man. I don't reach out to nobody now because, you know, I don't want to bother nobody. And, you know, life is good and it's supposed to be good. So I try to just, whenever I get in these head spaces or in these moments, I just try to count my blessings and all of that shit. But I was talking to somebody. One of my big homies, one of my mentors earlier, just about where I am mentally, just because of the game, just because of like this business and, you know, all right, honest moment. The challenge that I'm dealing with right now is kind of how I'm maneuvering my career, right? Sometimes in my head, I wish this was like a sport. I wish this was like basketball, football, something like that, where you can go to the gym and you can practice. You can, or if this was anything else, right? Like you could go get your reps up doing this and you could do that and blah, 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 blah. With acting, it's or even music, right? You can do all of that as much as you want to. But at the end of the day, it's really about who likes you. Like that's what'll make everything connect for you. You know, I was watching this joint, Drake won an award, and he was on some like, yo, like, I want y'all, all of my people out here, I want y'all to understand that these awards really don't mean anything, because we are not in we're not in a stats-based sport. Like, this sport is based on people, is based on how many people like you, and, you know, you can be the best writer from your small city, but because you don't have enough people to blast your shit out, or the right person hasn't heard your shit yet, it just doesn't connect. That doesn't mean that you should stop working. It just means that, you know, you just gotta keep going until somebody hears you or sees you or feels you or wants to give you a shot. So because I am where I am, I've been in this business for so long, I've achieved things people don't achieve in this career. I've done things in my lifetime that people don't see in their lifetime. So to even do that is rare. That's, you become automatically like a part of the, you know, less than 1%. To stay there is even harder to achieve. And I'm sitting here constantly beating myself up, looking at moves that I made on my chessboard, like, should I have done that? Should I not have done that? I'm online. I see people on, like, I think something went viral a couple of days ago, and I see people in the comments like, damn, son, I wish, like, seeing everything that Mac was doing, he should have been bigger than Nate, put actor's name here. Why isn't he this big? Like, oh, the world should have been so much more for him. And I'm like, damn, yeah, nigga, I wish. You know? And you start to get down on yourself. Like, is it me? Like, am I really not that good? Or am I not making the right moves? What can I do? Like, if I was playing basketball and my jumper wasn't right, nigga, I could go in the gym and fucking shoot until the fucking lights went out. Like, I could practice. But for this, I don't know necessarily how to practice. So I think the challenge right now is trying to figure out how to continually maneuver and learn, and learning how to pivot and stay on my foot. You know what I'm saying?
How do you deal with that when you hear it from the fans? It's one thing to think it by yourself, but then confirmation
for people to say it, and you've been thinking about it. Oh my God, it is a fucking knife to the gut, bro. It is fucking, it is hari kari, nigga. Like, put a knife in me and cut my intestines out, bro. Like, it is
right.
It is like, man, you know, I think a part of me is like, it's validation that what I'm thinking isn't wrong.
Right.
But also it's like, you know, my mindset is always on a sports mentality. Okay, so what can I do to make it right? What do I do? I can do all of the acting classes in the world. I can do this, I can do that, I can meet this person, shake this hand, whatever, whatever, whatever. But until they somehow, some way think in their head, oh, you know what, Tristan will be dope for this, shit won't happen. And then everybody's like, well, why are you waiting for people? Well, you could do it on your own. And I'm like, yeah, but still, unless I'm putting the money up myself, I still need somebody to buy this shit.
Fact. What does it do? Does it make you regret making certain decisions in regards to your personal life or the way you carry yourself? Because before this podcast, people didn't really get to hear how you think. And even with the podcast, and as real as you show up, there's still a level where you're like, all right, man, I probably can't say this, or I probably can't do this, and you've probably lived with these quote unquote shackles or in these parameters since you were 14, 15.
Yep.
And when you don't have the success you feel you deserve, does it feel worth it? Living in these parameters, being this quote unquote clean cut, there's probably certain things you want to do, certain parties you want to be at, certain things you want to endorse and stand next to outside, and you didn't because it would affect your career, you know, unfavorably. But then when you look at it, you're like, I should have just did it. Does that ever come into mind?
Sometimes. But then again, on the other side, there's this funny ass tweet that I always live by, man. and it's one of the funniest fucking tweets ever. And you're gonna laugh when I tell you this. Randomly, during when I was doing music, Taxstone tweeted, "Yo, Mac Wiles be in the grimiest places."
I remember you was with me.
So, to a certain extent, certain things, yes. Like I wish
free
I
tax.
Free text. I think on certain things, right? I think there's a certain mindset that I'm like, damn, like certain things I wish I would have did, certain people I would have hung out with more or done more or been around more or this or that or whatever. Of course, in life, you always have the what ifs. It's always happens. No matter what you do, no matter what business you're in, you'll always have the what ifs. The thing that I can hang my hat on and be happy about is that I've done a lot. So I may not have done I may not have done everything that I wanted to do, but I've done a lot.
And I think that's where we put ourselves at. I think looking in the mirror at yourself, we always going to put ourselves in a way of we could do more and how come this isn't happening for us. But when we really look at it, like especially like if you could look back at your career, you've done more than 95% of the world will ever do in their whole life. Maybe even more than that, 99%. And to know that you still want to do more, I think that's the deepest root of it all, because it can easily take somebody out the game. All this stuff, people, you hearing this from fans, be like, what's up? Like, he should have been, that can easily take somebody like, you know what? Maybe they're right. I should have never started, or I should never be doing this. But to know that I know you and auditions happen all the time, and you're always going out and trying to get new jobs, and you are getting new ones. You just finished a great show on Apple TV. So it's like, to know that you're still progressing, I think that says a lot about you. Just keep going and keep fighting and get into where we first initially started this conversation at.
Yeah. Yo, dude, we gotta bleep that?
What part? No, we're good. We're fine. I didn't say it.
Bleep what?
Okay. I just make it.
I know. I didn't say it.
I want to know if I had a text route. That's why I was asking.
No. Listen. Yes. Listen. AMPTP and everybody and everybody with them, until we get that agreement, you won't hear it come out of my mouth.
Oh.
Shout out to them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We good. Yeah, we good though. until Rock gets his SAG checks, then we're fine.
Oh yeah, yeah. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing going on over there. Ain't paying me. Listen,
you know the AM Ampiano, they ain't paying me either. So
yeah, the AM Ampiano. I love it.
Yeah, they ain't paying me, but you know
they ain't paying me either.
But yeah, no, hey, I think that's it. I'm in a place though. I want to. The biggest challenge right now is growth and trying to constantly grow and be bigger and have things to focus on and to build and to create something that's bigger than me, lives longer than me, et cetera, et cetera. And something that my daughters can have when I'm not here. So that's it. And it's hard to figure out what to do now, because I've already done it. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent.
Talk your shit.
I ain't good.
Talk your shit.
Usually when I set these questions up for us, I usually be like, oh, okay. Like, I can always think of the out, right? I don't think there is one, right? And I think that's the beautiful part about acknowledging. That's the part about, like, acknowledging manhood, or that's a very small part of acknowledging manhood, that, you know, sometimes we try and put these definites on things and we trying to impose our will on things. And
we can't. Life is still going on. I think what I think is, and I say this all the time, man, I think that in the end, it'll all work out the way that it should, whether it's for what we want or what we don't want. It'll all work out how it's supposed to.
So mm-hmm. I believe in a very similar sentiment, maybe it's just a bit more cynical.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it will all work out the way it will, and so that way I don't put any type of notion on it, so that way at the end of it I'm gonna make the best of it. If it works out the way I want, cool. If it doesn't work out the way I want, watch me win still.
Yeah, it's still gonna work out.
I refuse to be in a position, and I guess that is like another part of answering how we respond to challenges, right? Like, I refuse to be upset, sad, downtrodden. And I know it's not healthy. We've talked about it amongst our issues, amongst each other, where I'm just like, all right, well, it was already said, fuck it. Move on. And it's, you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, what? I'm not about to be sitting here sad, but move on, nigga.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And it's like, I think that is just such a huge part of it. Like, just that, like I said, we share a sentiment. I think I just kind of probably lean a little bit more cynical just to, you know, leave space avoid disappointment.
Of course.
But I think bigger than that, I think what I was getting at was, I think that's the perfect way to end this episode, is that we are just going to keep responding to challenges 10 toes down.
We have to. We really don't have a choice. Like,
We don't.
That's the thing, though. That's the thing. Everyone has a choice.
No. I
bums
mean,
on the...
life is all about... You're right.
They have a choice,
life is
too.
All about choices. But when you said that, I took that as us. Us three were all raised in different households, different kind of households in some way, but we all...
with the same mindset.
Exactly. We all grew up on... Our parents taught us the same shit. Like, nothing's going to be given. You got to go out and take it, and you got to go work hard. So I can't put other people in those categories to wake up and let something like the things that we all go through, as like everybody wakes up and goes through, like, dang, I got to go get it. I got to go do this. There's some people that just go back to sleep, and I'm not talking
bro,
to them. I'm saying.
I'm on the real, like, every day that I wake up. And again, you know, it's great, man. Like, these moments, being able to wake up with my girls and see my girls, and you know, I would, mind you, there's one side of me that would love to be traveling around the world, doing whatever, this, that, and the third. And I know we got time for that. I know that's going to happen as well. But using this moment to really just kind of like lock in with the girls and seeing Naima's first steps and not having to see him on a FaceTime because I'm over here doing this movie or this or that. You know, it's, I think all of that is a godsend. But there's a big, big, big part of me. My entire life has been built off I've created a lifestyle based off of my own creativity. So there's a certain part of me that has to be creative, or I'm gonna feel like locked up, held back. And if I'm not able to be creative to the extent that I want to, you know, even just doing these auditions, this, that, and the third, it's like, I'm fiending to do something that I could actually like feel like release, like, I got it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, even all of these roles that I'm doing, these are dope and I appreciate them, but, and they're itching a scratch, but they're not, it's not like, it's not digging, like it's not doing something for me that I need it to, that I'm looking for. Right now, I'm looking for a role, an album, a business, a movie to write, a direct, a something that I know that is.
You
going
need another
to
project.
Fulfill me, yeah, it's going to fulfill me in a different way.
And I know that because like my mom is. I mean, I'm like that too, but my mom is really like that. She's a real like project person. Like, her life goes wild if she doesn't have something to work on. Like, the minute I notice her cursing everybody out and turning it up and making this one cry and this one quit and all, and people calling me, I know she just does not have anything to do better than that shit. So it spoke to me a lot when you were like, yo, I'm just looking for that one, and you're not giving it a title or a name. You're not saying I'm looking for this one role and that's gonna, nah, because it could be something else that can bring that out of you.
It could definitely be something else.
And for us, it's just about pushing it to the limit. Like, we know that sometimes it don't go, most of the time it don't go the way we want it to. And there's certain things we got to tweak to get to the next level. But as long as we push through and understand that every day's not going to be promised. So just fight for that while you got it. When you wake up, go get it as much as you want to get it as you were last night when you went to sleep dreaming about it. Like, you prayed for it. Wake up and go get that.
Facts.
What Rocky said, I mean, I don't know if y'all know, but what Rocky said in Rocky VI when he was talking to his son, he was like, go ahead and get what you were. He's like, I gotta go watch Rocky VI again.
That was a movie.
But it was a dumb movie. I just really enjoyed the Rocky franchises. So that's, I love boxing and rock. I just love Rocky franchises. But 70-year-old Rocky, yes, getting in the ring with Antonio Tarver and being able to walk out of the ring alive.
He barely walked in the movie.
It was the dumbest thing.
He could barely walk on set. And they got him moving and grooving on the fucking boxer.
Adrian! Ring. Moving and grooving.
Moving and grooving on the damn boxer ring. You gotta be kidding me, bro.
Jesus. Oh.
Sheesh. But yeah.
All right, man. Listen, I think we got to it.
I think so too.
No, man. That's what he said. He said, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him, her, or anybody. Mm-hmm. And that stuck with me. That stuck from the minute I seen that. It stuck with me. And then somebody used it in a song and I was like, oh. And then I hated the person that used it in a song. And I was like,
tried to forget the quote. And now you remember it again when it's worth something.
Yeah. But yes, it's a quote. It's definitely a great quote. Shit, I might get somebody to do some cool artwork and hang it up in the crib. But listen, I think that's the episode, man. I don't think we got to find a way to land this plane. I think it landed itself. And those are some of my favorite type of episodes. So before we get out of here, do you have anything? What you got going on? Mac, you unemployed. You ain't got nothing going on.
Very true. Very, very true.
Ryan, you got anything going on? Nothing? All right, don't worry about it. Tell you something.
Dirty motherfucker.
Tell you something.
I ain't going to say anything. You got it. Listen.
Hey, there was a point when this podcast started that I was damn bad. I'm top man right now. Okay, when this podcast first started, I'm not pausing anything. I'm successful. Don't have to do that.
I don't have to pause.
For the unsuccessful.
I don't have to pause.
Sorry.
When this podcast first started, Ryan was gainfully employed.
He was.
Had a corporate card.
Had a fire job.
Y'all are really bringing back. Y'all are tormenting me.
Right? I'm just telling you. Now look at it.
You're making it sound like a BET movie. Look at him now.
Mac Wiles.
Yes, 5 years later, you see me.
Hey, Mac Wiles. Hey, he didn't have no kids. He was single.
I was out here.
He had all the jobs.
He had all the jobs. Mac was doing everything. Oh, God, sorry. Yeah, you guys got this?
I got to be here. I got to be there.
Yeah. Now look at this. How it's changed, man. Hey.
It's all right. Look, a wise man told me. If the blessings
all
is around
Jones
you.
All Mouse Jones had was another podcast.
If the blessings are around you, that means they coming.
They coming.
Close.
They coming close. They here.
All right.
Hold on. Before we go, we have a.
Don't get too close to mine. I'm like, back up.
I hate you, Mouse. Before we go, I don't know if we read this, but we have a CYO. Did anybody read any of the CYOs?
No, we haven't read any of the CYOs yet.
Okay. We have a CYO.
Damn.
This came from. She put her real name in this. She put her real name in this. Yeah,
Don't say her real name. Okay. Don't say her real name. Her name is.
Go ahead.
Roscoe.
Okay. Roscoe. Roscoe. Okay.
Roscoe. It's 2023.
Very true.
What a runny nose.
Roscoe with the runny nose. Roscoe said, "Where the hell y'all been? No, for real. I really did miss y'all every Monday. I'm the fine mail lady from the A, and I listen to y'all while delivering mail. Y'all left me with Tahoe and his podcast, LOL.
He left you with Unk and them.
We said, our door was locked. They said, go around back.
She said, nah, for real. Glad y'all was able to handle y'all business. And thank y'all for making my week enjoyable. I'm sorry, Mouse, but I listened on Tuesday by accident. LOL. But at least I'm here. Keep going. Much love from Clayco. P.S. I remember from earlier episodes, y'all said to leave a picture, so I'm going to follow rules. And she left the video.
You going to share it?
Hold on, yeah.
You going, are we on the air?
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 Yeah, we back. Mail lady. But let me know if you, what routes. Let me know what route you on. I got.
The routes in Atlanta. She said she in Clayco.
Nigga said, what's the routes? Got it.
Hey, Miss Mail Lady.
Miss Mail Lady.
Make a little delivery.
Miss Mail Lady. Yeah, she delivering mail. She delivering mail.
She delivering mail.
Is she on that Seattle Great Wheel? She on that Seattle Great Wheel. I only know that because of Ultimatum. I mean, no, Love is Blind.
Ultimatum.
Oh, Lord.
Love is Blind. I love it, man.
Mind you, Love is Blind is fire. That's a whole other episode.
I can't wait to do that? Mouse host one of these shows
for a bonus?
MTV.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Mouse, can you please go out for that? Can you please try to host one of these beach dating shows?
I gotta get management.
First of all, you gotta have a six pack. Only niggas with six packs, so you gotta just go get that.
I got two.
Okay, we almost there. Look, some people will be there. Well, you not going nowhere. I say you 1/3 done. That's all I say.
There we go.
you almost there.
You're right.
See what I'm saying?
I got two. You see, I done dropped that weight finally. Shit. I dropped that. I've been talking about that pandemic weight for 4 years.
All I know is your boy. I was putting up some weight. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Rob had a clean 255.
It can't ever just be about me, right? You know, you just lifted the world. I mean, Mac Wiles,
you tell everybody I'm unemployed.
Why'd you go get a job?
At least
go
tell
get
them,
a job. If you had a job, you wouldn't be having time to listen to this. Go get a fucking job. Why don't you go be a trainer? Why don't you go be a trainer with your fucking lifting shit ass? Go be a goddamn trainer.
Such a you know hater. What?
You know the last time you was challenged? Getting a fucking job.
That one hurt. I hope all your little toys fall down. I hope they all fall.
And that's where we draw the line. See?
I'm killing all of them. I'm killing all them little toys.
You know what?
Christmas is coming up.
You know what? One thing they told me is misery and unemployed love company.
Wow.
I ain't giving you neither. Okay? All right. So I will see you and the rest of these neighbors next Monday.
Post some comedy dates. Oh, I'm going to pull up.
I bet you will. You have a lot of time.
Do you like tomatoes?
Wow. I bet you will.
Do you like tomatoes? Are you allergic?
No, all my
is it peanut? Is it peanuts? Is it peanuts you're allergic to?
First of all, I'm a real nigga. I ain't allergic to nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
except white.
All I'm gonna say is I know how you drink your water on stage. Watch your cups. You think
that's fine? You know how
you're not gonna remember this viral moment
when you buy my. That's fine. When you buy my tickets, what I'm gonna do when I go on tour? When you buy my tickets, you have to
punch your tickets.
You have to verify employment.
When I punch your tickets, it has a whole different identity. Okay, PhD included.
Hey man, I love y'all niggas. I love y'all niggas. And I will talk to y'all in the chat. Like, you niggas be saying this shit like we not gonna talk to each other every day, like we do.
Literally.
But it's whatever. But to y'all neighbors, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. CYO, if you want to curse us out, CYO, put that in the subject line. Send that email to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe and follow the show on Apple, Guys Next Door Show. Leave a comment. If you're listening on Apple and a 5-star rating, why? Because we are children who need what?
Validation.
Children of God.
Validation. Yo, I was looking back. I'm sorry. I know I'm getting off topic. I got a little ADD. I was looking back at clips. I was looking back at some clips of ours. I've really been a comedic genius.
Oh, my God.
For like a very long time.
I thought she was going to say.
Like, do y'all remember?
I thought she was going to say you was big. Because you was big. You had...
Yeah, that tends to happen when you're employed. You know, you could just, you don't even take note of what you're eating because you're like, I can afford it.
So I got time. So I got time. You had the food stamp weight. I got time that I ain't get that weight yet. I'm still trying to gain
it. Stamp weight. No, but I was looking back at when we had Nigel on the show.
Oh, yes. Yes. That was a great episode.
Where he was like, I don't be tricking. I said, I don't be calling it tricking. A little. Chanel.
Abracadabra. Dinner.
Dinner.
He said, look what we have here. A trip.
Dubai.
Son.
Oh, that's how much
PJ.
That's how much the checks is coming in. That's what you whipping up over there.
Hey, that's what Mouse Jones is now.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Now hold on. Mouse right now is like
economy
diamond. No, I'm just playing. Listen, woo, oh, bye. I'm
all right, y'all. We out.
Cause some of us got work.
All right, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Bye. Catch y'all later.
Love y'all. See y'all next week.
Hey.
It's the crazy storm.
Check it out, y'all.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.